Hi there. In this video, I'm going to review the Bowflex 3.1 adjustable bench so you can learn the benefits and the drawbacks of this product and make a better buying decision for yourself. I'll also show you where you can get a great deal on it with fast shipping. Okay, now overall, this is a pretty nice bench by most standards. And the nice thing is that when you first receive it, it's going to be fairly easy to put together. The instructions are well written on the manual, the diagrams are clear, and the whole thing is well built, and the construction is actually pretty heavy duty as well. Now, when it comes to the weight limit, there's some confusion amongst people. So here's what the weight limits are. It can hold a 300-pound person, and then the lifting limit is about 180 pounds. So the total weight on the bench should not exceed about 480 pounds total. So you can be up to 300 pounds and lift an additional 180 pounds of resistance, and that's pretty much the max that the bench can handle. Now, overall, the bench is easy to adjust, and it doesn't have a lot of little parts, so you can probably put it together, I would say, in about 45 to 50 minutes, and that's if you're slow and inexperienced, to be honest. Now, the actual cover on this particular bench is vinyl, which is good in the sense that it cleans easy. You can just wipe it down. But the long-term durability of the vinyl may be an issue. It can get a little bit worn out, a little bit wrinkled over time, as opposed to, you know, a really firm rubber foam type of thing that you see in the commercial benches. But again, at this price point, it's overall a good value. The ease of changing from the incline and the decline and the flat positions is actually quite quick and smooth, and it's held down by gravity. So it doesn't exactly lock in like with a pin or anything, but it's very, very sturdy, deceptively sturdy, expecting, you know, that it's not being locked down by a pin, but it's very quick and smooth, and it's quite sturdy and quite durable. The engineering quality is very, very high, and not having rods or pins simply has the advantage of making it extremely quick for you to change positions and very, very smooth as well. The positions are four. You've got your 90 degrees, your 45 degrees, 0 degree, and negative 10 degree. And honestly, that's more than enough for almost the majority of people's workouts. And if you need the extra position, of course, you can go for the 5.1 bench. But in most cases, I can pretty much assure you that this 3.1 model has the positions that you need to do most of your lifts. One of the nice things is having a 90 degree position, because if you're doing like seated overhead dumbbell presses, then it gives your back nice and high support. And the decline angle is not really that steep, so if you're looking to do like decline sit-ups, then the negative 10 degrees is not going to be that great for doing sit-ups. The other thing is the leg support while doing sit-ups can be a bit uncomfortable. So if you're getting this bench primarily to do sit-ups, it's okay, but it's not the best primed type of bench for doing decline sit-ups on.